you may have seen during the week that something in common between James Nesbitt and Derry's Walls, and you may have noticed it on the news and in the papers, apart from being from the same county, they've both been named Northern Ireland's national treasures in a national lottery survey. Would you have voted for them? 0845955678. Is Jimmy more of a treasure than, say, Liam Neeson or Rory McIlroy? England and Wales, they had Stephen Fry and Sir Anthony Hopkins. So does our Jimmy measure up to them? And the Maiden City's 400-year-old walls, they were named Northern Ireland's most iconic place ahead of the Giant's Causeway and the Ulster Museum in Belfast. I spoke earlier to the commentator Andrea McVeigh and journalist Paul McFadden, who was actually speaking to me from Derry's Walls.
Dr. Johnson, he was asked about the Giant's Causeway. He said we're staying, but he wasn't so sure it was worth going to see. Derry's Walls are worth going to see. In my opinion, Joel, I mean, the historian Brian Lacey, in his book Siege City, The History of Derry, describes the city of Derry, enclosed, of course, within the walls, as the first major piece of town planning in Ireland. The walls themselves, they are of great historical significance. They are iconic. They are symbolic. They're emblematic. I mean, in the past, it's interesting when Derry was first conceived, the Royal Charter talked about the city being a place fit to be made both a town of war and a town of merchandise. Now in this city, these walls, which were fought over for so many years and so on, they're now actually emblematic of a new kind of a peace and understanding and an accommodation of the between the communities here. So I think for all those reasons, this particular monument deserves to be celebrated, and it's right up there among all the monuments in Northern Ireland that you could have chosen, I think.
And Andrea McVeigh, good call, do you think, on the walls getting in ahead of the causeway? And what about Nesbitt ahead of McIlroy?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree, but I'm very firmly on Team Causeway. Derry's Walls are great, but aren't they a bit divisive? I mean, we're a divisive country. People can't agree and get on, and aren't the walls sort of symbolic of that? I think the Giant's Causeway, it's known the world over. It's been on pop videos, that Gary Moore video where he's standing on the stones playing the guitar. The cover of the Led Zeppelin album, Houses of the Holy. I mean, that's iconic. Everybody knows it. It's been on TV ads. It's been on TV with on Cold Feet with Jimmy Nesbitt. So, I mean, I definitely think the walls are great, but I think for a symbol of Northern Ireland, you can't do better than the causeway. But my goodness, James Nesbitt, were they drunk when they came up with that?
Oh, come on.
Well, great actor, but shouldn't it be somebody? I mean, my vote would have been Mary Peters. Mary Peters has won a gold medal in the Olympics. She's an MBE, a CBE. She's now a DMD, Mary Peters. And she's a woman. Isn't it great to celebrate women in Northern Ireland for a change? Because I think we're always getting overlooked in favour of the men. So I think she would be brilliant. She's an older woman. She's actually achieved something completely remarkable. And, you know, Rory McIlroy has got years ahead of him. But I think, you know, let's honour Mary Peters because she's done so well. She's just been such an inspiration for people in Northern Ireland over the years. And yes, let's honour women in Northern Ireland for a change.
I'm not 100% sure who Scotland got if they were included in this. But you're talking about women, Andrew. You see, it's interesting here because England's got Stephen Fry and Wales got Sir Anthony Hopkins. Three men, you see.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think probably what it was that men sort of voted for this more than women.
Well, Catherine Jenkins, if I'd lived in Wales, would have got my vote, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, I just think women are overlooked always. Anthony Hopkins for Wales, I can sort of see that he has, I think he's won an Oscar, hasn't he? So, you know, he's established. But why not Tom Jones? Flipping love Tom Jones. Better and more people probably.
You can get treatment for that, Andrea.
Paul,
what's going on? I think Andrea's nearly suggesting here that this survey must have been carried out on the walls. She's joined Team Causeway.
In relation to, I mean, Andrea was focusing on regarding the walls as maybe a kind of symbol of division, and it was. But why not celebrate the positive? It's like a river here in this city. It's a state of mind, in a sense. The river here, the Foyle, running through there, used to divide the city. It was regarded as just a source of division, almost. And they built a peace bridge over it. We already, of course, have the Foyle Bridge and the Craig Avon Bridge over it. Suddenly, we're beginning to see a city that's actually been joined up, and rather than being a source of division, it's a symbol of unity. And that's something to celebrate. And the walls are kind of like that as well. And as regards, I mean, Mary Peters would have been a very honourable and worthy nominee for National Treasure. But Rory McIlroy, I mean, Rory McIlroy, award number one. Andreas says he has got years ahead of him. God willing, he has indeed. But he's already achieved greatness in the sport. He is already an iconic figure. You have some of the greatest figures in golfing history who look up to the guy and regard him as a prodigious talent. And for that reason alone, I mean, it's, had he been chosen, that would have been an acknowledgement and a celebration of excellence.
So you're, in Northern Ireland. You're saying, Paul, you wouldn't have voted for Jimmy Nesbitt either? This is terrible. Poor old Jimmy.
It could have been worse. It could have been Mike Nesbitt, you know. And no disrespect to the also unionist leader. It's not a party political statement. You'd be hard pressed to choose any politician who would sit at the top of that bunch, you know. But Jimmy Nesbitt is, by all accounts, a very, very decent guy. He's rooted. He's grounded. He's never forgotten where he's come from. He's an acclaimed and accomplished actor and a worthy kind of a character. I think he's the sort of person that people in Northern Ireland are quite happy to have representing them.
Yeah,
you know?
No mention of Liam Neeson either. And I haven't seen the results, but, you know, I'm looking at this stuff in front of me and nowhere do I see, beside the words national treasure, the name Stephen Nolan, Andrea.
Well, I think that's a surprise. I mean, I think there's going to need to be an inquiry about that. Is that why he's not working today? He can't bear to do this story?
No,
he hasn't come as a national treasure.
He's on holiday again.
Again. But, you know, Liam Neeson would have been another great one. James Nesbitt, good actor, nice guy by all accounts. But, you know, as a national treasure, we want to really celebrate somebody who's achieved greatness. And from, you know, Liam Neeson going from Northern Ireland to Hollywood, I mean, that's a pretty great thing to do.
Well, we shall see what the listeners think. 0845955678 for suggestions. I don't know, Paul, if you were around yesterday when a lot of the publicity was done for this, but are we going to see one of these every year, do we think? I mean, is this going to be like a sort of a national treasure hall of fame? I don't know.
Well, it's something that, if not the national lottery, considering it, and maybe someone ought to consider doing that. I know it's nice if people get acknowledgement for, you know, I suppose for representing in a positive light, you know.
Maybe a bit better luck for Andrea and Team Causeway next year then, Paul.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go Team Causeway.
No real mention of anywhere in Belfast, not even the Titanic sort of centre, you know, so I think that's quite interesting.
Ah, you see, you know, forget about Belfast. Belfast so has been so yesterday. Right, listen, good to talk to you both.
Same here.
Thank you.
Take care.
Andrea.
Bye.
Bye.